Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full-time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000 of you. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, all you do, going beyond the headlines that focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
First hard fact of the day, we had 394 COVID confirmations yesterday. Bauchi replaced Lagos at the top of the list with 75 cases. We only had 75 confirmations here, but still, try not to be one of those 75, I beg. I need you alive. Limit your movement, wear a mask whenever you are out and about or when you're around people. And make sure to give gap. Keep your distance, wash your hands, sanitize your hands. But also keep listening to hard facts, starting with the big three. Let's talk about the Lagos House of Assembly's intervention in the Badagry commercial driver's strike. Then let's talk about NLC opposing state control over the minimum wage. And then let's talk about the NSA explaining changes to the fight against insurgents, terrorists, and bandits. Now, remember, we're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube Nigeria Info FM, and you can answer questions on Twitter, Nigeria Info FM as well. It's Thursday, so League of Extraordinary Nigerians is coming your way. We also have Eyewitness. On today's big hard fact, let's talk about breastfeeding. There are lots of misconceptions about it out there. And when we do talk about it, we tend not to be very precise about actual issues that arise. It's not going to happen today at 5. We're going to talk real life. We're going to have two mothers sharing their experience and the experiences of other women that they know with us. We're also going to have a lactation specialist as well as a pediatrician talking about the needs and benefits of breastfeeding as well as the challenges of breastfeeding. Of course, news updates will come your way at the top of every hour. You listen to every minute if you want a chance to win 10,000 naira. That's how to win on this particular show. You listen to every single thing I say and you win. It's that simple. Let's get started with the big three. Lagos, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
The big three on hard facts
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Truce between the unions and commercial drivers last. Should states be able to set their own minimum wage independent of the federal government? And what is the best approach for neutralizing armed groups ravaging the country? Those are the big three. Lagos, let's talk. Our first story is the commercial driver's strike in Badagry. The House of Assembly has intervened to end it. They say that they got both the drivers and the unions to agree to a new deal. We spoke directly to Temitope Adewale. He's the chairman of the House Committee on Transportation. And he also gave us some detail about a new ticket that should satisfy both sides.
There was a disconnection between the information being passed from the head of the union to the people as well as the position of the government. What the ticket was issued by the state government was looking to address was all fines issued by local government would be taken off the lawman and the rest of his unnecessary taxations that were being paid on maybe two other agencies or two, the region and the rest of them, be put together into one ticket. And that single ticket is going to be a universal ticket. So, for example, if you work in Ikorodu, you have a ticket of 800 naira. It allows you to work beyond Ikorodu. You can work in Ekpe, you can work in Badagry, you can work in Ikeja. Every other part of Lagos State accepted. And what we've done today, we have been able to reach a consensus agreement. I know in the next few minutes we'll be meeting as well with the government. And the decisions that we're making and the resolution of the House will further foster unity amongst the road users, the drivers, and the transport unions.
So that's the chairman of the House Committee on Transportation. We're going to work on bringing him into the studio and having a longer conversation with him on this particular subject. But we're hoping that this is the end of that chapter. It's probably not the end of the book, but we're hoping it's the end of that particular chapter. What I mean is, there may be an agreement today, but tomorrow we may still see yet another dispute between one group of commercial drivers and the unions. And when you have situations like this happening over and over and over, you have to ask, what is it about the relationship or the transaction that causes so much friction that cannot be resolved peacefully or without intervention? Because when you ask the drivers, they'll tell you that the problem is that the unions are high-handed and arbitrary. Arbitrary in the sense that they allegedly change levies and ticket prices whenever they want, without consulting the drivers, without consulting other stakeholders. And high-handed in the sense that they allegedly use force, you know, when they're collecting these tickets. Yesterday on Balogun and Broad, you heard Kayode, a commercial driver, talk about how they allegedly break their mirrors, their windshields, if they don't pay up. And it doesn't matter whether the levy is legal or not. He also claimed that when drivers try to report to the police, they get extorted again. So basically, these drivers feel that they have no option within the framework, no options within the framework. And that's why they go on strike. Now, that's what the drivers say. I can't tell you what the unions say because they seem to be shy about talking to me. But if you are a union member, please call. Please tell me what you see as the root cause of these recurring disputes with drivers. Also, tell me why these disputes cannot be resolved peacefully, without disruptions, and within a framework. I mean, should we be expecting the House of Assembly to intervene each time? 0700-993-993-993. Remember what I said yesterday. If you can broker a meeting on air between me and somebody at the NURTW, please send me an email, sandra@nigeriainfo.fm. Let's organize an interview with the NURTW right here on Nigeria Info. If you can do it, please get it done for me. Send an email to me, sandra@nigeriainfo.fm. And then we'll talk. But yeah, do you think this deal that the Assembly negotiated will stick? Why do these disagreements between drivers and the unions always get so heated? 01465-7190. If you're a woman, that's the number you should be calling. 01465-7190. Then for the men, 0700-993-993-993. Let's talk to Big Mike. Big Mike is in Apapa. Hello, Big Mike.
Hello, Sandra. I'm calling from Okota.
Oh, Okota. Good to have you on the show, Big Mike.
Well, the chairman, and I can't remember who you said spoke to you about what the new...
Chairman of the House Committee on Transportation.
Okay. That explanation he gave was perfectly synchronized and laced generously with a lot of BS.
So
I was into the Kekemawa business last year. I started on the 2nd of February and I didn't do it up to about like three months after then, because I went down with an ailment. But within that 3 months period, I can guarantee you that the ticketing procedure is something that is not designed to ensure that you who is coming out to do your business is going to go home feeling proud of yourself as a man or woman, because we have even ladies that drive the keke, this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then what I now noticed was that after the lockdown, when the lockdown finally was lifted up majorly, there was immediately introduced a second national ticket. I think that's the one they are saying is 800. But there's another ticket that they served them, even originally before that ticket came out, that was already representing a national ticket, such that once you come out per day, you must pay for that national ticket. And it, what was even partly annoying to me at the time was that if you choose to come out as a keke rider in my area in Okota, if you choose to come out somewhere from 2 p.m. And do half day, which is 2 p.m. to evening around 9 or 10, and do that's like half day, as against coming out by 6 in the morning to do the whole full day, you are still expected to pay the same full national ticket that already existed before the second one came out. There is no story about, oh, I came out half day, I came out by 2 or by 1 o'clock p.m. No, but we see your keke and tow it to take it to their secretariat or where. There is no room for, oh, you can do half day. Rather than paying 1.3 or 1.5, you can now pay 700 or 600. No. Then this is my, you know, security ticket of about 200 or 300 you pay every week or stroke every Wednesday. There is a... I cannot just put my head to it. You will pay through your... The truth is that...
But you have the House of Assemblyman saying that this new ticket is supposed to eliminate all of that. It's supposed to put all of that money into this particular new ticket. And it's also supposed to cover you from different jurisdictions as well.
It was not doing that. Those other tickets remain in existence even after people started paying that one.
That 800.
It remained. They kept... How can they say that this ticket is going to allow you to be driving in any route you want to drive when we know that the essence of paying for the flyer of a particular boundary is so that they will know where you are allotted to and you don't go crossing over into another place where you can't be identified. That was the essence. So how can this ticket now be claiming that you can drive
it's
anywhere?
Covering you everywhere.
It doesn't make sense.
Big Mike, let me talk to Mrs. Momodu, who is a first-time caller. She's in Okokomaiko. Mrs. Momodu, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma.
Thank you for calling us.
Yes, this is my first time of calling. I just want to contribute to this transportation issue.
Yes, please. Welcome.
Yes. Those people call Road Transport Union. They are inside the garage. They are different from the agberos.
Okay.
Those agberos are from one bus stop to another bus stop.
Okay.
They are the one using force to collect money from the conductors and drivers.
Okay.
Whereby you refuse to yield to their demand, they can do anything to your vehicle. They have the power to park the vehicle at the center of the road. They will have the power to ask the whole passenger to come down, that the ad driver is not going to anywhere. So that road union, they are different from the agberos. When they are talking of road union, they are different. They have two versions. Those road union, they wear green and white. While the agberos, they are pure yellow. Those on pure yellow, they are very brutal. They can do anything. And you dare not interfere when they are dealing with driver or conductor. So that is where they have to look into. Not the road union. The road union, they are in the garage, not along the road.
Okay. All right.
So that is my contribution, because they are missing the two things together. The agberos are different from the road union. The road union, they are inside the garage.
Who's the agbero working for?
My sister. They have their gas, because whenever there is a conflict, they have boss sitting somewhere, enjoy drinking and eating.
Who's giving them right to be there?
I cannot say, my sister. People have been saying it. No, but some people even mention the name. They are asking them if you can prove. Since I cannot prove, I cannot mention.
Cannot mention name.
So you're saying that
union people, transport worker union people, they're in the garage. They're not on the road harassing people.
No. That is why they are putting on two uniforms. The one inside the garage, they are in green and white. White, the one along the road, they are on pure yellow. They are brutal. They can do anything.
But I've also seen the people on green and white also harassing bus drivers too now. I've seen it myself.
Not along the road.
Along the road, though.
Maybe those ones, they just use those ones to cover up. But the yellow ones, they are very brutal.
I see. Mrs. Momodu, thank you very much for calling us. Ms. Momodu is in Okokomaiko. We've got Kayode Nikorodu on the line. Hello, Kayode.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I want to talk about this.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
I'm a transporter.
Okay. So you heard what Honorable Temi Tokpe said now?
Yes.
What do you think about what he said?
The problem is, I still foresee another problem.
Okay.
The problem will be the issue of ticketing. This ticketing is only for, it's for the state government. The union has their own ticket too. You should collect, I apply Beribe to Ikorodu. You buy ticket at Beribe. Buy the same ticket at Tamaga. You buy at Elepe. You buy at Ikorodu bus stop.
But now, Temi Tokpe Adewale is saying that this ticket will stop you from doing all of that.
It's the state or the union ticket?
The state ticket.
Hey, I'm talking about the union ticket itself.
Yes, he said that they've spoken with union, and that it's this ticket that is covering both state, both union, everybody's own is inside that ticket. That's what he said. Oh.
Okay. Let me. There are a lot of things. As I told you, I'm a driver and a transporter. There are a lot of dues, a lot of money that drivers pay that the state government, I don't know whether they are aware or not. When you start work at Beribe, you pay 800 naira. That one is just to allow you to work.
Okay.
At Elepe, you pay 200.
Okay.
At Itamaga, you pay 200.
Okay.
At Sabo, you pay 200.
Okay.
At Ikorodu, that about Gogo, you pay another 800.
Okay.
That one is just to allow you to work in the morning. And apart from that, I use Fanagon. When you load 14 passengers, 300 from Ikorodu to Beribe. You pay 300 naira loading money. If you are loading 10 times, you pay 500, you carry 300, you pay 500 naira loading money.
Okay.
If you load 10 times, you pay that 500 naira. All these are costs that drivers bear. An average driver in a day will spend nothing less than 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 to Agbero alone in a day. That was a day I was working. And there is hold up on the road. So we have to carry passenger 400 naira because we have to pass inside speed before we get to Beribe. I give Agbero 1,000 naira to give me. He said my loading money is 1,000 naira. I will give me. And in future, he will not give me. These are the authorities. These are the powers that they use. They will just decide that this is what we want. They can say that their chairman said he should collect 200 naira today from every vehicle today. And nothing will happen. They will collect that 200 naira. And there is no police to report them to. If you go and report them to the police, you are the one that the police will even blame. Because this police, they have a way of giving them kickbacks. All of them. So there is no way the step that the drivers took, that I think it was the only means for them. Because you cannot, like we are talking, you said, is there any other way to resolve it? Any other way you drivers think that they should take has been blocked by the so-called union.
Kayode, thank you very much for calling. Solomon Nikorodu, welcome.
Good afternoon, Sanka.
Good afternoon. Please turn your radio off for me.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, go ahead.
How are you?
I'm good. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. What that woman is saying, that woman has called, that woman don't know what she's saying.
Okay.
You see those agberos in the park, that when they send those ones outside, they give the target to collect some certain amount of money. So they will do it by all means. They collect that money by all means. If that target is not complete, they will pay for it any means. So me that is speaking to you now, I'm one of the operators in Transaco.
Okay.
From Ikorodu, from Agric to Ishawu or Asolo.
Okay.
We pay 1,800 naira every day. 1,800 naira every day.
Okay.
Immediately after the lockdown, initially we were paying 1,006. Immediately after the lockdown, what everybody resumed, they introduced another 200 naira. And before then, we had an agreement that this 1,006 we are paying will not pay more than that 1,006. We went to a police station at Owotu, agreed there to have agreement, and the DPO of that station had an agreement, all of us, both we and the union.
Mm.
Immediately when we came back from that lockdown, they introduced another 200 naira. It's okay, we had an agreement with two people. For that reason, we are not going to pay.
Mm.
We went to that station to complain because we already had an agreement with them. Now, do you know what the DPO told us?
What?
I will tell you the name of that DPO. Her name is Margaret Okonkwo.
Okay.
So she has transferred from that station now to another place.
Okay.
What she told us is that if you know you cannot pay this money, you better go house, go and stay in your home. That's what she means. This woman, no, saying between we, understand between we and the union members that they should not increase this money beyond 1,200 naira. We pay 1,008 every day. Go and make an inquiry.
How much are you making? How much were you making from the business that you're paying 1,800 every day?
That is it, Sandra. These people, they don't. These people are finished. There's no way. Where are you going to run to? If you go to government, their officials, they have hand in it. Go to police. You're on your own. There's nothing you will do. They will tell you that there's nothing you can do. If you like, go to government. Government are part of it. The landlord of Lagos State have share there. The officials in the government have share there. Them also have share. See, they're building houses all over, riding jeeps all over. Our chairman, MCO, just bought a new Brado jeep for him from our money. So, Sandra, this Lagos, I don't know.
Thank you very much for calling, Solomon. Let's take a break, Lagos. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Hi there. If anyone ever asks you for your banking app, password or PIN, your card PIN or the three numbers on the back of your card, your pay ID or answers to your security questions, do not give it to them. These details are private and highly confidential. They must never be shared. Stay smart. Don't lose your money to scammers. This message is from Kuda Microfinance Bank, the bank of the free. Download Kuda on the Play Store or the App Store and open an account to enjoy free banking.
And on the dailies today, chiefs of the Nigerian Army's operation.
Vanguard President Muhammadu Buhari has inaugurated.
With screaming headlines making the rounds in the dailies. It's very easy to forget all that Tori Wembe say they affect our life and economy.
NDLEA draw record high achievements. The National Club
introducing Lost to the Headline.
To the headline.
A news bulletin highlighting news stories reported but almost forgotten.
The police in Ogun State have arrested two tenants.
Join us Mondays to Fridays at 1 p.m. on 99.3 for stories others forgot to tell you. Aproko walk no go kill me last.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Let's move from government settling union disputes over tickets to unions protesting against government over minimum wage. So there were massive protest marches to most of the state houses of assembly yesterday because the labor unions don't want the minimum wage moved from the exclusive list to the concurrent list. And the National Assembly voted on it. The way it looks right now, only the federal government has the right to set and change the minimum wage. That's how it looks right now. The National Assembly votes on it. President assents to it. But there's a constitutional amendment being discussed in the House of Reps, sponsored by Garba Dati Mohammed, representing Sebongeri in Kaduna. And the amendment is proposing to move the minimum wage to the concurrent list. This would give state governments the right to set a state minimum wage that is different from the rest of the country. And the unions are not happy about this at all. They're not smiling. They're not finding it funny. Lie. Mm-mm. And that's why they marched on the state assemblies yesterday. And the National Assembly as well. The march in Abuja was led by the NLC president, Ayuwa Waba. He said that they were marching both to preserve the national minimum wage and to demand state financial autonomy. Listen to him here.
We have seen that even when the 30,000 minimum wage was promulgated, states that are receiving higher revenue did not implement it as and when due. It is states that have workers as their priority, and we want to commend them, those governors. Despite the paucity of resources, because they prioritized the issue of workers, they went and paid. They negotiated with their workers, and they went and paid. But those that are collecting humongous allocations tend to divert the money to fund white elephant projects.
Yes. And all over Lagos yesterday, these were the sounds that we were hearing. Lagos, Abuja, some other states as well.
Since morning, we have been trying to be peaceful. Any attempt, an attempted by anybody to try to protect this
country,
10,000 Buhari cannot stop us. We are prepared. It is a challenge.
And we spoke to some of the people here in Lagos, and here's what they said.
We want to state it categorically that they have pushed us to the wall. Mm-hmm. The masses, they have pushed us to the wall. The workers, they have pushed us to the wall.
Yes.
They cannot take our source of livelihood. They continue to corruptly enrich themselves. When it gets to bill that will better the lives of the citizens and workers, they will never sponsor. Just look at the trend.
Let me assure you all the letter that we have received from all stakeholders in Lagos State that our right honorable speaker is up to task. We believe we work on it, and I want to assure you, and even we accelerate action on that. God bless you.
Now, apart from Waba in Abuja, I told you, of course, different state NLC and TUC leaders met with state assembly leaders yesterday, because remember, for a constitutional amendment to work, it must be passed by 2/3 of the states. So if 13 states reject it, the amendment fails. So far, 6 state assemblies have promised the labor unions that they will reject the amendment. Those states are Ondo, Oyo, Ogun, Osun, Kaduna, and Sokoto. But in Ekiti State, the speaker, Fumuyi Afuye, gave a very interesting reply. Afuye said that the assembly would forward the union's demands to Governor Kayode Fayemi. Now, of course, the legislature is supposed to be independent of the executive, and amending the constitution is a role for the state assembly, not the state governor. So commentators are wondering how a speaker can say that a request brought to the assembly will be forwarded to the governor. But speaking of commentators, there are very strong arguments on both sides of this debate. We're going to have this conversation in full on Monday. But those who want to keep a national minimum wage says that there's only one way to protect workers from wage slavery. They are afraid that if states can set the wage, most of them will reduce it from the current 30,000 naira. On the other hand, you have those who say that a national minimum wage is unfair because it forces some states to take on a wage bill that they cannot afford. They say it's better for each state to evaluate itself, decide how much it can pay. Also, there's the argument for financial autonomy. They're asking, how can we in one moment say we want financial autonomy for states and in the next moment we say federal government should dictate what a state spends in salaries? So I want to know which of these arguments, which of those arguments you vibe with more, state autonomy or federal protection against wage slavery? Should the minimum wage be set by the state governments or the federal government? And then you listened to our first story where we told you that the Lagos State House of Assembly has intervened to end it. They say that they've gotten both the drivers and the unions to agree to a new deal. I told you we spoke with Temitope Adewale, who is the chairman of the House Committee on Transportation. And he told us about the settlement and gave us some detail about that new ticket. If you were not listening when we played that insert for you, I can play it one more time. I can be convinced to play it one more time. Here you go, so that you hear from the horse's mouth directly.
There was a disconnection between the information being passed from the head of the union to its people as well as the position of the government. What the ticket issued by the state government was looking to address was all fines issued by local government would be taken off the lawman and the rest of its unnecessary taxations that were being paid on maybe two other agencies or two the retail and the rest of them be put together into one ticket. And that single ticket is going to be a universal ticket. So, for example, if you work in Kourou and you have a ticket of 800 naira, it allows you to work beyond Kourou. You can work in Ekpe, you can work in Badagry, you can work in Ikeja.
0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. That's our number for women. 01465-7190. The number for men is 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thank you very much for calling us.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Akibi.
Good to have you on the show.
The explanation of that man, the chief Agberu, the chief transport something, is not well clear. Because the other man said, how can they have jurisdictions of where they work? Then how can one ticket cover the whole Lagos? And if then it is the whole Lagos, what of the Agberu on the road that bring the different tickets? Doesn't mean they will not pay that. They're about to iron that one out. Then the driver union, they should have a formidable union to have a good lawyer that they pay a little thing to every multi when a case arises. At least if the police cannot intervene, the lawyer has the power to intervene over a situation or for them to interact and tell them their rights. Because without transportation, there is no money for them. So bamboo not go to work, make mocking they eat. Then as regards to the green and white, I think it was when they disbanded them for a while before they went and sold that uniform that they did not then get Nigeria. Not that the yellow ones are the ones collecting money at the bus stop, all right. Those green ones, they are the baba, the ballers. They have specific area they also collect money. But as regards to the state salary, the state have their budget, and the state know the number of staff of they have, and the category of staff.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, it is not federal government purse that money will come to the workers. Why will the federal government not dictate for the state who have autonomy over his subject? So I don't think federal government salary. It's only for the federal. Their salary is higher than the state. It has always been like that because I work both on the state and the federal.
Hmm.
So
right.
The federal have their own responsibility to pay their workers. The state have their own responsibility to pay their workers.
Yeah, but we're talking about minimum wage now. That's a different
minimum
subject.
Minimum wage now. Which other salary? Is salary not minimum wage? The minimum wage is that they want to determine whether the state should say whether it's 18,000 Or federal should say it should be 30,000 or 50,000.
So you're saying that whose hand should we leave it on? Whose hand should we leave it in? Should we leave it in the hands of the federal government to determine, or should we allow the states to determine how much they can pay?
Well, if federal government determine it, and the state cannot afford to pay, is it not the same wahala? So let them pay what they can pay. That's for the state.
All right. Thank you very much, Aiwe, for calling us. Bednigo is Negondo. Hello, Bednigo.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Thanks for calling.
Wahala plenty for Lagos. So I saw.
I see snake agua.
Yeah, I do. You will completely bless your heart. You see, Sandra, let's start with the first story. I think the truth is a lot of good questions have been asked by the callers who called before now.
Okay.
We know they tell ourselves truth. How 800 naira go cover the food something? And then, think, Amo, if you collect 800 from me, it's just like saying, don't bully your brother again. Or if they bully you, come and report. What if the person you want report to no day or you know, feel listening to you? Are you going to have to monitor each and every step of the agberos? I mean, that's like almost saying, hey, you know, it ain't going to happen. If they do anything, come report. Then you go back to the same people and say, see, don't worry, let them come and report. We go shun them down on our behalf. How about that? Because we are not thinking from that angle, actually. It could be a case of we will play double sword. We'll tell Una, we tell them B, but we know which side we stand on. I mean, that money would not cover anything. So the man needs to come back and redo the interview. Then, as regards the second story, Andra, we know some states will take how many months? Oh, you're going to leave one for the... That's like starting what you might not be able to finish. It's not like the federal government itself doesn't have problem. But we have some states. What happens? Do you have to now wait like 11 months? Then I say, I'm paying your salary after 11 months so that your eyes will look like eye plenty. Or maybe in a debt for your table. Oh, Sandra, I see Sinead Abo.
Bednigo, goodbye. Peculiar is in Elasa. Hello, Peculiar. Thank you for calling
us. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling back. Sorry about keeping
you
waiting before.
Please, I want to talk about my brother is a keke rider.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk about all this aboro. The money they collect from them is too much. Like, they are like 100 people running in a line, running in the same lane. But they collect 2,000 naira from them every day.
2,000
like
every,
like,
every day?
Every day, 2,000 naira. And they don't care the time you come out for work. Whether once they see you on the road, they will collect their money. Whether you work or you did not work. And at the end of the day, you make up to maybe 4,000 naira. You give 2,000 naira to Aboro, and 2,000 naira is your own. They are not the one buying fuel from you. They are not doing anything from you for you. That is the Aboro, the money they are collecting is too much.
It's too much. It's too much, Pekrulia. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate you calling and sharing your thoughts. Share your thoughts with us on Facebook as well. Samuel Bolanle on Facebook says, Agberos are the NURTW. They're very ferocious. Not even the police can call them to order due to collaboration. The boys on the road are the work tools of their liaises inside garage. So the woman that called doesn't know much about the racket, or she's trying to play with the facts. Okay. Vicky Sunday says, in Yenagoa Bayelsa State, for tricycle is 200 naira for the day, and ticket starts from 10 a.m. every morning. Let's talk to Julius in Surulere, who is also a first-time caller. Julius, how are you?
I'm good, ma. Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you, ma. I want to comment about this labor issue.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
I myself am a transporter.
Okay.
But if you're not on that line, you can't understand what is going on. You understand? So these people have already finished us.
Can you turn your radio off for me and then continue?
All right. So they have already finished us. So I myself, they don't even make me tired. I cannot be able to do the work again. You understand what I mean?
Okay.
So if a government can be able to issue a ticket, then who is this? Who is Agboro? Other individual will come out from a street. I myself, I can go out from a street if I can be able to do a metabolic of a thing, then get power if I can be able to hit two or three people in there. For they give me chance to collect the money. That's what they're using. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
A whereby a fellow driver can be able to go to, tomorrow and collide other drivers again and other boys from who cannot be able to walk
mm-hmm.
and gang start collecting money for people. And if they report to police, police they can even arrest you, leave the boat. Then you stay there, see two or three people cannot be able to walk two 3 days. You see they will jeep
mm-hmm.
buy their houses. You understand? Mm-hmm. Then the whole driver.
Hello, Julius?
It's unfair.
It is unfair. It is very unfair. Julius, thank you very much for calling us. We'll take a final call and then I'll bring you our final story on today's Big Three. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Sandra Ezekwesili. I'm your host. And every day at 3, we bring you 3 of the biggest stories of the day. And today, the biggest stories are, number one, the strike that happened in Badagry, where we had the Lagos State House of Assembly weigh in and try to intervene in the Badagry commercial drivers' strike. Then our second story, we've talked about NLC opposing state control over minimum wage. Stephanie is in Ajah. She's a first-time caller as well. Stephanie, how are you?
Hello, good afternoon. I'm very fine, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, Sandra, I still mean when the lady was speaking, the lady that said something about those on green and white clothes are usually not on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I see Ataja,
mm-hmm.
and those people are on the road 24/7.
Exactly, they're in Jakande all the time.
They are one of the people that cause the terrible traffic on the road.
Mm.
The other day, just because I think he's an elderly man. So I don't know what happened, but the man is disabled, so he works with a stick.
Okay.
I think he refused to give them money or something. The next thing, they broke the man's side mirror.
Oh, no.
So the man came down with his stick, walking. They kept running after him. People had to come down from their cars. What is wrong with you guys? Can't you see this man is trying to earn a living?
Okay.
So those people, they are making life really, really, really difficult for we Lagosians. And I don't know why the motorists are on these houses. They didn't even join the strike because they really need to send message out. I have an uncle that is also a transporter.
Mm-hmm.
When I calculated the guy's expenses for the month, just pay to Agbero, not the registration, all those other ones,
mm-hmm.
it was alarming, Sandra.
Mm. My goodness, Stephanie.
So I think they need to do something. The government needs to step in and stop all this agbero. They should have a monthly fee they pay.
Mm.
Then if you have a monthly fee, you have your receipt, you have your papers correct, they should be allowed to work.
Mm. Thank you very much, Stephanie, for calling us. You know, we will have this conversation again next week, Thursday, 5 p.m. I'm working on bringing in the chairman of the House Committee on Transportation at the Lagos State House of Assembly. Hopefully, I'll have him agree to join us on the show. And we can talk about this thing in detail because the effect of this particular problem, you have no idea how far-reaching it is. But let's move on to our third story, where the president's national security advisor, Babangana Monguno, said in his latest press briefing that things are about to change with the current fight against insurgents and bandits. So here's some of what Monguno said. He said, first, that under the Buhari administration, there had been a massive reduction in IED attacks. IEDs are improvised explosive devices. So Monguno is saying that in the last few years, we don't see as many bombings as before. He says this is because the government has cracked down on illegal importation of fertilizer. As you may know, fertilizer can be used to make explosives. So Monguno is saying that bombings have stopped because the fertilizer supply to terrorists has been cut. But as we all know, the terrorists and others have switched tactics to raids and attacks on territory. And on that front, Monguno says that between March and December of last year, the military successfully took out 2,403 insurgents in the northeast. So that's what Babagana Monguno says has been happening so far. But he also tells us what to expect going forward. Two things. First, he says there will be more investment in equipment and vehicles like APCs, that's armored personnel carriers, MRAPs are mine resistant ambush protected vehicles, MRAPs. So we've got counter IED equipment and drones as well. He says Nigeria gets lots of good intelligence reports from the US, France, the UK, and our neighbors as well, but we need more equipment to be able to act on the reports that we're getting. And then, secondly, Babagana Monguno says that Nigerians can expect more cooperation between the intelligence and operational arms of our security services. And I'm guessing that that means that they were not fully cooperating before. So fingers crossed that things change. Now, when it comes to bandits, he also says that we can expect government to make moves to cut off their supply of money and arms. Monguno said, quote, "We are also focusing on the associated dimensions of the banditry and terrorism, illegal drugs, the flow of small arms and light weapons, and illegal mining in places like Zamfara. These are some of the scenarios fueling the violence, and we are already tackling them decisively," end quote. So basically, he's saying that the bandits are making money from selling drugs and gold and using that money to buy arms. So government has to shut down those trades. Again, this is the same reason that Garba Shehu gave for the ban on gold mining in Zamfara and making the state a no-fly zone. Remember, right? And when the issue of negotiating with bandits came up, Monguno's words were very strong. Quote, "These are not people looking for anything that is genuine or legitimate. They are just out to take calculated measures to inflict pain and violence on innocent people. We must deal with them the way they need to be dealt with. We will fully assert the government's will. While government is not averse to talking with these entities, it also has to fully apply its weight. You can't negotiate with people who are unreliable and who will continue to hurt society. We will apply the full weight of the government to deal with these criminals," end quote. So like I said, very strong words. We've been hearing a lot of strong words from the government recently. The bandits do not have any good intentions, is what the NSA is saying here. They do not have any good intentions, like some have suggested, and government will not negotiate with them unless they show commitment to the process. So very hard words, a hard line that Monguno is drawing here, similar from what we've heard from the president, which is very different from what we've heard from different state government officials. I wonder if you are impressed. I wonder if you agree with this approach. Do you agree with this hard line that the president and the national security advisor are towing? Or do you think negotiations are the way to go? What do you think about the NSA's focus on the supply and funding issues like gold, drugs, fertilizer? What do you think about that? What do you think about their plan to buy new equipment like MRAPs and APCs and drones? 0700-993-993-993. Share your thoughts with us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Okay. 0700-993-993-993. We have a number for women. Please dial that if you're a woman. 01465-7190. 01465-7190. And tweet at us as well. Twitter is Nigeria Info FM. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Jesse Lokbeye is on the line. Hello, Jesse Lokbeye. Thank you for calling us.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. See, about the NERC, can I still talk about that?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Okay. Someone already said, why is it that all of them are not on strike? I think they all need to go on strike. I was formerly living in Agege. If you see the way they constitute nuisance on the road, those green people. And the woman that called in, maybe she is working with the green people. in a garage. Maybe she does not go outside. That's why she will say Agbero is different from those on the road. Those green ones, they are ready to even stab, to kill. They almost caused one accident like that in Agege. That the, all the people in the bus ran out. They started chasing the green guy. He ran. That day, he ran away for his life.
Hmm.
Imagine such a thing going on in Lagos State. A Lagos State that people look up to, Lagos for that matter, that say the state is, and they keep terrorizing NULT, they keep terrorizing road transport. And you know, we have two. There is NULTW and there is RTEAN or RTEA.
RTEAN, yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, RTEAN or something.
Mm-hmm. RTEAN, that's correct, yes.
Yes. You know, they were the ones who fought NULT versus RTEAN, mm-hmm. who fought
yeah.
at Obalende.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What has happened? They are using them, the government are using them, especially the godfather in Lagos State. They are is using them for his own purpose, satisfying himself. In fact, if we get to a stage in Lagos State, I see it coming, that the godfather will start saying those people should be taxing every one of us using ride on the road. You know, if we get to that stage, and nothing will happen if we don't stop it now. They are doing it to yellow buses, they are doing it to all these buses. You will just take your car out one day, you will see them say, oh yeah, pay, they use route. Now you do them.
Well, to be fair, well, let me not give ideas to people, because I was about to talk about something that happens in River State, and it's not actually something fair, so I shouldn't have even said to be fair. But I don't even think I should say that on air, so that I don't give anyone ideas about what to do with that, because River State people are complaining about it there. All right, it's 5 minutes to the top of the hour. Let's go to social media, see the comments you have for us on WhatsApp, on Facebook, on Twitter. We do have a call coming in from a lady, so I'll stick around and take that call and then go back to social media. WhatsApp, Sandra, Lagos is a scam. The way the government of Lagos has empowered these guys, That's a message from Edozie Dean in Naji. Sandra, I beg you to go deeper into this issue of road unions and transport workers in Lagos and other states, just as you are doing on Madam Landlord. The unions have become a thorn on the flesh of the transporters, and the masses bear the brunt at the end of all of it. That's a message from Annie in Otta. Annie, thank you very much. As a street boy, let me shed some light. Those wearing green are the NURTW. Those wearing yellow are RTEAN. That woman saying a faction is better doesn't know what she's saying. They are all birds of the same feather. Let's talk to Bonaventure in Ikorodu. Bonaventure is a first-time caller as well. We've got a lot of those today. Hello, Bonaventure. Welcome.
Thank you very much. See that, Agboros, one woman made a stupid
statement.
Let me withdraw the matter. I'm sorry for that.
Mm-hmm.
The statement she made concerning that the one you using yellow and white and green, that the yellow ones are in pack. Please, I'm the one that woman was referring about, the old man they attacked last time. The one. That's why I called.
Oh, I'm so sorry for your experience. Tell me what happened that day. Tell me what happened.
I saw them, but I tried. There was this traffic light move.
Hmm.
So as I followed the traffic, so they followed me, knowing that the traffic will stop us.
Hmm.
So as they followed me, then I had to maneuver to escape them.
Hmm.
This people rush me. It's not a small problem. So you see that Aja exit is terrible. Every a kilometer, you will see Agboros. Every bus stop, both the approved ones and the not approved ones, mm-hmm. you will see Agboros is there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there are just people, but that's bus operators in Nigeria will come,
mm-hmm.
come together. We need to protest.
Okay.
Apart from that, even last month on is worse
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
Where there is bus stop, where there is no bus stop, if you park there, they will arrest.
But,
which is wrong.
But what do you think about this thing that Temitope Adewale said about this ticket?
Who?
the House Committee Chairman on Transportation. He said that this new ticket you have now is supposed to cover you for a lot of things so that you're not paying too many things in anymore.
My sister, forget about that. I operate every day. As I talked to you, it's today that I didn't go because I need to rest. Every Thursday, I don't go to work.
Okay.
We pay multiple taxation on that road ticket. Even that one they bring out again, as they say, 200.
Mm.
I saw that one 3 days ago. They say it's a ticket from state. I mean, what is that? And we are registered transporter. Like me, I registered with Bonnie Camp.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're doing.
Well, Bonaventure, at least go ahead. Huh? They should at least what?
You say?
They should at least do what?
Let government should intervene, then bring a central ticket that, like in my state, Imo, you have only one ticket.
Mm.
If you pay it, no agro have right to enter stuff on the way. The only agro you see on the way, they call the tax force, checking people that are doing illegal loading along the road. That's all. They should do it like that. You go where you get your ticket for the day, pay it off then. That's all. You continue your work.
All right.
I am telling you, every day at that Ajah Road, I pay 5,000 plus every day.
Chineke.
Because I apply from Obalede to Lakwe. You see? They should do something about it. Thank you very much.
Bonaventure, thank you very much for calling. And again, apologies about your experience. It is quite the sad thing. Nobody should have to go through that while trying to make a living, an honest living for that matter. We've got a message here. Sandra, Temitope doesn't know what is going on the road. There's some money that is allocated for you. You have to pay. See those in yellow. They can do anything. All right. Sandra, it's a big lie. No ticket is replacing anything. Who sells the ticket? Now, Agbero, they sell the ticket in a state like Lagos, where there is no job. A graduate should work in their pack or office to sell the ticket. We don't want out selling ticket, collecting money illegally in Lagos. Someone who does not have the courage to stop them. Ambode tried, but they removed him. All right, Keno says, shame on the government. All right, then. Let's bring you League of Extraordinary Nigerians. This is a huge topic. It's a topic that Lagos cares very deeply about. And that's why we have so many first-time callers every time we discuss it. My phone lines are still blazing. But we will discuss it again next week, Thursday, 5 p.m. Hopefully, we'll have the House Committee Chairman of the Lagos State House of Assembly on the show with us. And you can talk to him directly. Lay these complaints at his feet. And we'll see how that goes. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.